more than 60 people have been evacuated from floodwaters in northwest of New South Wales. The Mehigh River peaked lower than expected at just over 10 metres overnight. 200 properties around Moree and Gunnedah remain isolated. Further south, another 1,800 residents have been cut off around the town of Wewar. Staying in New South Wales, where police will resume a search at first light for a 7-year-old boy feared drowned near Wagga Wagga. The boy was playing with two friends in the shallows of the Murrumbidgee River when he was swept away by the current. Overseas, in the Arab League has voted to impose sanctions against Syria in response to the continuing violence against anti-government protesters. They include a travel ban on top Syrian officials, a freeze on Syrian government assets, and a ban on investments in the country. 19 of the League's 22 members voted in favour of the sanctions. Hundreds of people in Pakistan have been setting fire to US flags to protest against a NATO airstrike that killed 24 Pakistani soldiers. Funerals have been held for the soldiers who were killed when NATO helicopters struck two checkpoints near the Afghan border on the weekend. The incident has heightened already tense relations between Pakistan and the United States. Rescuers are continuing to search for survivors of a bridge collapse on Indonesia's Borneo Island. Four people died and another 19 were injured in the accident. Several cars and a bus plunged into the Mahakram River when the bridge gave way.